It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
Here's the good news.
And a midweek installment of Not Necessarily the News. And if you're on our Hank Facebook Live, closed captioning provided. It's about 64% accurate of what I'm actually saying to what it's actually typing. 64% of the time. Every time. Welcome our Hank Facebook Liveers that are watching the thing there. Have fun in the comments section. And this always happens, it seems, right after we have him on the show on a Tuesday at 7:47. Seriously, we'll do it. We'll have, might as well, Trump. We'll have the Donald on. And then, almost instantaneously, news comes out that he's done something wacky.
MAGA!
Seriously, like right afterwards, and it happened yesterday, maybe the wackiest too, as reporters got a tip that the president was walking around on top of the White House. So they went outside, and sure enough, there was President Donald Trump up there just strolling around the roof of the White House yesterday morning at about 8 a.m. our time, right after he was on the show. So yeah, he just walked around there, spent about 20 minutes surveying the rooftop and looking down at the grounds below, his newly paved over rose garden there. And then reporters started saying, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Taking a little walk. It's good for your health." And was talking about, you know, that the ballroom is going to be over here where the East Wing is and whatnot. And even joked that they asked, "What are you going to build up there?" And he said, "Nuclear missiles." So there you go. This always happens right after we have him on, I swear. And this makes sense, too. He probably had to, after talking to us, probably had to clear his head a little bit, get some fresh air.
They don't know what they're doing. Do you understand that?
All right. Well, can't wait for next week. News in and of itself, the MTV Video Music Awards still exist. And for the first time in the 40 years of the MTV Video Music Awards, which the nominees were announced yesterday, country music has a category. So the VMAs started back in 84, like almost year one, and it's been largely just never anything with country. Well, here we go. We got Best Country nominees for the 2025 MTV Video Music Awards. You got Stapleton, Kojo, and Carrie Underwood. Jelly Roll! Lainey Wilson, Megan Maroney, and Morgan Wallen all up for a country music MTV Video Music Award. So as confusing as that is, the show will also air live coming up September 7th on CBS. So the MTV Awards will be on CBS.
Jelly Roll!
It gets weirder as we talk about TV viewing coming up. But yesterday, as we get ready for some more preseason football, Cowboys start the preseason this Saturday, taking on the LA Rams over there in Los Angeles. NFL announced yesterday the ban of the use of smelling salts during games and by players, of course, as they say, as you know, players get their, quote, bell rung, and then they break open the smelling salt. I've never smelled one before. I hear it's quite liberating in a lot of ways, but they say the product can mask concussion symptoms. So that's why they're banning the use of smelling salts, to get a clearer picture if there's a concussion or not. So no waking up if you're a player. And now I don't know how we're supposed to stay awake during Cowboys season this year, so that's going to be tough. Also, ESPN announced they will be acquiring the NFL Network. So ESPN is buying the NFL Network from the NFL, the NFL Red Zone Channel, and other NFL media assets. NFL's going to get like 10% equity stake in it, ESPN, whatever, stuff like that. So that means we got streaming services to deal with, and now the NFL it's going to be divided up just like our Rangers and stuff like that. And then my mom just sent me this. Just announced the WWE starting in 2026, will be part of ESPN's new streaming service, thanks to an agreement between World Wrestling Entertainment and ESPN. So it was just announced, all of the pay-per-view, since it's on Peacock right now, and it has been for a little while after the demise of the great WWE Network, which was really good. It's not so great on Peacock. But now it jumps over to ESPN. So now another streaming service that we'll all have to sign up for. Also in WWE news, and to kind of went under the radar, the memorial service yesterday was held for Hulk Hogan. It happened in Largo, Florida. All sorts of course, wrestlers there. Triple H. Vince McMahon was there. He reportedly did speak. He did the cupping of his hand to his ear and leaned forward like Hulk Hogan would do in the ring. And then evidently, after he spoke, he walked out the door and left. So very weird. But past that, a lot of people. Kid Rock was in attendance, but Terry Bollea passing away, of course, a couple weeks ago at 71. This would be, if Heather Lee was here, a story that she would be reporting here. But in the interest of journalism, I'm your man. Several states will have the opportunity, and Texas is one of them, to purchase from a New York ice cream company. New breast milk ice cream. It is not actually made of breast milk. It only mimics the flavor of it. It's called Frida, and the product listing says it's a sweet, I'm not reading that on the radio. A pint will cost you $13, most people are buying them in jugs. And then another food news, Chili's announced that they will be selling, they're on a cowboy boot kick lately. Chili's announced that they will be selling cowboy boots made from the material used in their booths, in their restaurants. Meanwhile, Arby's announced that they will be selling roast beef made from old Chili's cowboy boots.
We have the meat.
There you go.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.